96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. March is Women's History Month, and certainly we can name a great many female historic figures. But what about the black women leaders of this modern age? How are they defined, and are they getting the recognition they deserve, or are they being overshadowed? Well, tonight we're talking about black women and leadership in the modern age. And my guests are Dr. Avis Jones DeWeaver, political commentator and author of How Exceptional Black Women Lead, Unlocking the Secrets to Phenomenal Success in Career and Life, and Dr. Teresa Price, founder and executive director of the National College Resources Foundation. Lines are open. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at H Fisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Teresa and Avis, good to see you both. I appreciate you coming in.
Great to be here.
Excited to be here.
Okay, so first, let's talk about the definition of black women and leadership. How would you define that, Avis?
Well, I would just say that black women have led since the moment we stepped foot on this earth. The very first human being to walk this earth was a black woman. The oldest bones found on this planet were found in Africa, and they were female. And so we've been leading forever. Specifically, as it relates to the American experience, black women have led in a variety of different capacities. We've played key roles in movements that have quite literally changed the world. And to this day, we continue to lead in our communities, in our homes, in our institutions that really impact our communities in a variety of ways, and at work. And so black leadership among women is just everyday life for us. We get done what needs to get done, but oftentimes, unfortunately, we don't get the recognition that we deserve.
I was about to say that same thing, Teresa. Are black women getting the recognition when it comes to leadership? And I'm talking specifically about black women outside of pop culture, obviously, you know, in the entertainment world, as we've seen in the Oscars of late, lots of high profile people, the Oprah Winfrey's of the world, the Michelle Obama of the world, out of the White House now, but, you know, picking up a $65 million book contract with her not quite as popular husband.
That's right. Get it straight.
You know, but seriously, are black women receiving the kind of recognition in this modern age that they should?
Well, you know, that's why hidden figures are hidden figures. Hidden figures, really, I think if it didn't do anything else, it's bringing light every day to women that are hidden figures, things that you didn't know about. The lady that was the first lady, the black lady that was the first lady to even build the ship, mm-hmm. the Navy ship. The women that, because of them, you know, our first man on the moon. So it's like, women naturally all the ways have been, we're always the last to, we take care of everybody else and then we take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it's been historically. But I say to myself, thank God I am a woman. Because of that, you're resilient and you continue to move even when it's bad, even when it doesn't look good, and you hold everybody up, and you women keep everything together. Mm-hmm. So if I wasted time, just me personally, on what we're not getting, then we spend in a lot of time on, too much time is spent there when we just need to keep moving and just keep making it happen.
You know, as I mentioned, for example, the Oscars, and, you know, of mm-hmm. course, we have, you know, Viola Davis, and we have Ava DuVernay and others, mm-hmm. whether they have actually won trophies or have been nominated. But is winning an award part of leadership? I mean, because honestly, you know, Avis, that's kind of mm-hmm. what you do. But
yeah.
isn't leadership beyond just what you get? It's what you do with what you get.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I think those awards are, to be perfectly honest, an outgrowth of years of leadership that have gone unrecognized. Those women and more have been leaders. They've been in the field. They've been doing amazing work. And it just happens to be that this year some were recognized. But it's not, to me, the definition of leadership. Leadership is really out there in the field, in the arena, doing what needs to be done day to day and really making a difference. And really, when I look around our community, not just here in America, but around the world, Black women are doing what needs to get done internationally.
Give me an example of that.
So, for example, if you look at what's happened, even just, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement, for example, here in America, it's really Black women that are at the center of that movement who have really been the leaders in the movement all across communities, all across this nation. And it's that type of initiative that Black women tend to take when there is a need in the community. They rarely go out and ask who's going to do it. They just step up and do it, whether or not they get the recognition. And so to me, that really is the heart of what true leadership is.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is Women's History Month. We're talking about Black women as leaders in 2017, this modern age. How would you define Black leadership for Black women? Are they getting the recognition that they deserve, or are they being overshadowed? We'll certainly want to hear from you tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Teresa, one of the things as the head of the National College Resources Foundation, one of the things that you are attempting to do is to build leaders through education. And you have the Black College Expo coming up this weekend. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, when I was in college, I found out about Black colleges. I'm from Compton, California. So I was in going to Long Beach State. And when I started talking to my friends that were going to Howard and Spelman and Morehouse and all these schools, I'm just like, wow, I didn't know there were Black colleges. So I'm just one of those, what am I going to do about it? So when I went into radio and I said, you know, we needed to do a Black College Expo, we were talking because I didn't want another kid to say they didn't know about the rich history and the platforms and the foundations, really, that many of our leaders have laid through attending Black colleges. So my thing is what I'm going to do about it. And as our charge, you know, Black Girl Magic,
you know,
we got all these things, Black Girls Magic, Black Girls Rock. Exactly. What are we going to do about it? So my charge was to, you know, to host a Black College Expo so that we can expose the community to Black colleges and their rich history, and also to share with students, regardless of background. I wanted every student to know about Black colleges. So that's kind of like how it all started, where, you know, why it's there. And my mission is to really change the dynamics of education for people of color, underserved, underrepresented, low risk students, and to give them a road. It's like my purpose in life is to give them, to be a vessel for young people. And the one thing is to give them a road to the resources so that they can be successful.
So tell me about the event coming up this week.
It's this Saturday at Bowie State University. We're going to have about 80 colleges there. Many of them are going to be accepting students on the spot. I want instant gratification for our students, our microwave babies, right? They're accepting on the spot. They're waiving application fees. They're giving away scholarships on the spot.
Wow.
We're hoping to give away about $5 million in scholarships on Saturday at Bowie State between all the colleges. We also have band auditions. So if your students sing or if they play an instrument, bring their instrument and audition for band scholarships up to $80,000. We also have seminars, Why Attend a HBCU, Booming Careers, How to Start a Business, Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo's doing 8 Steps to Become an Entrepreneur. We also have the 411 for the student athlete.
So what time is
from
this?
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the expo.
And where on Bowie's campus?
It's in the MLK Center.
At the MLK
yes.
Center. Okay, there it is. The Black College Expo coming up Saturday, March 4th at Bowie State University, 9 to 3 on Saturday. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. One of the things that we saw very recently is the march that happened the day after the inauguration of President Trump. There were tens of thousands, arguably hundreds mm-hmm. of thousands of women that mm-hmm. marched on Washington and other parts. What part do you believe, Avis, did black women play in this? Because to be quite honest, there were a lot of black women in, you know, during the march with their children and with their husbands and with their mates, but there were not as many high profile black women at podiums as there were white women.
Well, here's the thing with that particular march. Yes, it was initially started in terms of the idea, and it kind of grew out of a Facebook group, right? And so the Facebook group was indeed started by a white woman, and she sort of started that sort of movement around having this happen. But make no mistake about it, that event would not have happened without black women. Okay, so Janae Ingram was the main person who handled logistics for that. She's a sister and used to be the executive director of the National Action Network. Also, Tamika Mallory was one of the women of color who also came up and to make it a more diversified leadership. So ultimately ended up having women of color really at the forefront of that march in terms of its leadership, including Tamika and including Linda Sansour, a Muslim woman sister, Palestinian sister, including Carmen, who is also a Latina. And so it ended up being a multiracial feminine leadership of that march. So while the turnout of that march were probably majority women, let's just be real, the majority of women in this country are white women. Black women were at the forefront of that march, and without their leadership, it certainly would not have been as successful as it ultimately ended up being.
You know, we often hear that the people who benefit the most from affirmative action are not African-American women or African-American men, but white women.
Women. Yes, right.
What impact do you believe that thought process has had on black female leadership? Has it promoted a more difficult road for them as they strive to stake out their leadership's place in society?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think affirmative action is the problem with that. Here it's an even bigger nut that we have to crack as black women. All the data on this issue suggests that black women are the most ambitious demographic group in America, meaning that we're more likely than any other demographic group in the nation to say that we want a promotion. We also are the most likely women in America to work. So we are very committed to the labor force. But what happens is when we try to get promotions, we are the least likely to get it. And what's very interesting to me is if you look at what's happening right now in terms of the new push around diversity and inclusion in many corporations, much like was the case with affirmative action, when you look at who are the main beneficiary of diversity programs in terms of trying to push and diversify leadership, once again, it's white women, such that even though, you know, over 20% of black women want a promotion and want to be in executive leadership, only about 2% of us actually make it there. Compare that with only about 2% of white women say that they want a role in executive leadership, and about 20% of them are in that role. So there's a complete reversal of fate when it comes to how we want to show up in the workplace in terms of whether or not we even aspire to leadership and if we get it. And the main deciding factor, unfortunately, when it comes to women, is the race of that woman who is applying for that job.
I want to talk a little bit more about black women leadership and what happens, for example, when they get to top management or even with those three letters in front of their name, COO, CFOs, CEOs, and what responsibility do you ladies believe they may have to other black women leaders, the up-and-comers? We're going to talk about that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. How do you define black women leadership in 2017, in this modern age? Give us a call. We're talking about it. If you're on the line, that includes Tariq calling from Hyattsville. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few moments.